As Hurricane Isabel bears down the East Coast, some of you dear listeners may be digging around in drawers looking for batteries, for flashlights, and, dare we say, radios. But if you have the right storm-proof gadgets, you don't need those batteries. Here to help advise us is Science Friday's Ira Flatow. He joins us regularly on Thursdays. Ira, you and your show, you're not on the East Coast this week. You ran away from the hurricane. You're in Texas. Congratulations.
We're in Texas. Yes, we're in San Antonio. And believe it or not, it's raining here also. There are a lot of things you can do to if you're out of electricity, your batteries are on low. There are a couple of interesting little gadgets that you can find. For example, there are these wind-up radios and flashlights. There's one called the Free Play, and even Grundig. I found Grundig, the venerable radio maker, now makes a wind-up radio. You wind it up, and it will play for 30 minutes. And it also has a flashlight on the radio, so they know this is made for those folks who are going to be in the dark and be listening to the radio at that time.
So let me ask you, how hard is it to wind this thing up? Is it easy, or do you have to?
It's very
easy.
Yeah, you know, it's very easy. It's got a little like 3-inch crank on it. You crank it up. The Free Play, which is the one we've seen more often, which also comes as a separate flashlight. That's a little harder. I think that has actually a spring in it that you wind up, and the spring stores the energy. I think in the Grundig, you're actually turning a little generator that's charging a rechargeable battery that's in there. Now, and it's amazing how long these things will hold a charge for.
Let's say if you factor in the cost of buying batteries, how much is it to buy these things? Are they roughly equivalent with a radio or flashlight that you would just buy at the store, or are they vastly more expensive?
Oh no, they're you know in the $100 range. But that's not a lot of money for the time when the storm happens. When your lights are out and you want to listen to the radio and you run out of batteries, and you'd say, gosh, I'd pay $100 if somebody would give me a radio that I could just wind up and it would go for the next 14, 18 hours as long as the hurricane is going to go through here. If somebody said that, you'd fork over the money, I'm sure.
Right.
And there are other things you can do. There are also solar-powered devices I've discovered that are really interesting. People don't realize that even though there's a storm outside, there's still a lot of ambient light that will run a solar cell. And there are now solar cells that will plug into your regular radio. There are solar cells now that will even charge up your cell phone. Plug it in right where the cell phone gets connected to your jack, and you're running your cell phone. They're running those batteries and recharging them off the sun.
In terms of getting these kinds of devices, is this something so exotic you can only find it online or at some kind of outdoor explorer's store somewhere in the wilds?
Well, you can find them in the Outdoor Explorer stores in the malls and some places that's in the wilds for people. But you can also order them online. There are a lot of – you just search under – if you Google under the word gadgets, you'll find all kinds of places in England. There are places in the United States. People are really into these gadgets. And the most unusual gadget – you know what? I found two really unusual gadgets. One was a hand-powered, a cranking pina colada maker. Eddie Bauer makes one of these things, believe it or not. And there's also, now what were people thinking? There's also a hand-powered paper shredder. What goes into, is this the only thing you have to do in the storm as well? I've got nothing to do. I may as well shred some documents.
No. Ira, they've had that for a long time. It's called scissors.
Maybe, but this looks exactly like, your electrically operated one, but this is a hand-powered crank.
Yeah.
I also thought of an interesting thing that if you want to be, make this an educational experience.
Yes.
They have these little battery-powered and solar-powered weather stations with an LCD screen on it, and you can watch the barometric pressure drop. I know this doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but it's going to get pretty boring with nothing else to do there. But you can watch it will drop really way down when a hurricane comes, a big low front comes in. And you can actually chart it by the hour, and you'll watch it go through your neighborhood, and when it starts going up again, you'll know the storm is passing by.
Ira, you've convinced me. If you have the right eye and ear for science, there's just no such thing as bad weather.
Thank you very much. I kind of think of myself as a science geek that way. There really is no situation you cannot take advantage of.
Ira Flatow hosts NPR's Science Friday and joins us Thursdays on Day to Day. Ira, thanks again.
Stay dry, Alex.